This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where we will test a great theory tonight. The theory is that supposedly when women appear on a stage in a political debate, there is more of an audience, that ratings go up. That's why people believe the first debate between Trump and Hillary got a much higher rating than the first debate between Trump and Biden. It was because of the novelty. I think Donald Trump was still a novelty back in 2016 in October. And Hillary Clinton, being the first woman ever nominated for the presidency, there had been two prior women nominees for vice president, Geraldine Ferraro in 1984, and of course Sarah Palin in 2008. But people do tend to watch debates when women are part of it. In this modern era of debates, there is a tendency to look on women as something novel. Now, after the long series of debates with the Democratic Party this time and all of their candidates, and many of them women, everybody remembers Tulsi Gabbard and Elizabeth Warren, who was the most serious of the female candidates, and Kamala Harris and Kirsten Gillibrand and Marianne Williamson. Remember her? None of that did much good in terms of ratings for those debates. And the fact is that right now there probably will be an unusually great interest in the debate that comes just hours from now. And the reason, because of more focus on the vice presidency, with two candidates in advanced years. President Trump, just having gotten out of the hospital, he was there for 4 days and three nights, and he apparently is doing better. He insists he will be there at the debate. And, of course, Joe Biden, who will turn 78 shortly before the inauguration for the next president. I had mentioned earlier in the show that there is news that I consider very encouraging, which is news of the country coming together and coming together behind Amy Coney Barrett. And look, she is not a politician. She's a law professor. She's a judge. And all you need to do is see the sort of endorsement she has from some of her very liberal colleagues. No, really, very liberal colleagues like Noah Feldman, if you remember him, one of the law professors who testified against Trump in the impeachment hearings. He said that she's outstanding as a jurist and deserves support. And basically everyone who's come in contact with Judge Barrett has been positive. And now there is a news story from Morning Consult about a brand new poll about her nomination and about her confirmation. And the headline is, "Voters increasingly back Senate confirmation of Trump's Supreme Court nominee." And people were asked, "Do you think the Senate should vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett as a Supreme Court justice?" And it's gone up dramatically since September 26, when they first asked the question. It showed Americans were divided. Now, by a margin of 15 points, Americans believe, yes, she should be confirmed. That's all voters. Here's the amazing part. Even 24% of self-identified Democrats, 36% of self-identified independents. So a big chunk of people who aren't Republicans back Amy Coney Barrett for the Supreme Court. And there's something else here, because a lot of the Democrats, people like Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who was one of those Democrats who had voted for previous nominees for court appointments, including Supreme Court appointments by President Trump. He says he's dubious about this one because nobody has ever been nominated this close to an election and confirmed. And the Wall Street Journal brought up that actually the greatest member of the Supreme Court ever, the one you learn about in law school as the greatest jurist in American history. And by the way, one of the legends, which is not entirely true, is the Liberty Bell was cracked when they rang it in honor of the death of Justice John Marshall, who served for more than 30 years on the court. He was Chief Justice. He really defined the Supreme Court as an institution. John Marshall was appointed after the election. And he was appointed by the president who lost the election, John Adams. And he went on to phenomenal, great, and a noble service on the Supreme Court of the United States. And no, Thomas Jefferson and the Democratic Republicans, who were the opposition party at the time, nobody attacked Justice Marshall for that situation. There are other examples of appointees being nominated and confirmed after the election, and after their side lost the election, and still being confirmed. But I think President Trump is right, and I think that Mitch McConnell is emphatically right to move this forward to get this done before the election. So there's no question at all about legitimacy or anything of like that at all. There was another question that was asked in this morning consult poll, and again, I find the results very encouraging. They asked folks, do you believe that you should vote on confirming Justice Barrett only if President Trump wins the election? And now it's very clearly, it's changed. It's people overwhelmingly think, no, vote on confirming her as soon as possible, regardless of who wins the election. And that's by a margin of 6 points, people agree with that proposition. The commentary on this polling says even Democratic voters have softened their opposition to Barrett's confirmation. The latest survey found 59% of Democrats said the Senate should wait to see who wins the election. But 79% of that had of Democrats had said taken that position back in September. Democrats, including the party's vice presidential nominee and Senate Judiciary Committee member Kamala Harris of California, will likely get a new opportunity to lay out the case against Barrett. There is no case against Barrett. On October 12th, Senator Lindsey Graham, who chairs the panel, has insisted it will take up Barrett's confirmation, even though two of its members, Senators Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, tested positive for the virus last week. By the way, we have two outstanding U.S. senators, one of whom is a very prominent member of the Judiciary Committee, who are joining us on the show tomorrow, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Ben Sasse of Nebraska, both of whom have been on our show many times and are friends of the show. Somebody who has been on our show and is a personable individual, but is in for a great deal of ridicule right now, is the governor of California. Gavin Newsom has been ridiculed online, reports the Daily Mail, after urging diners to wear their masks, not just when they sit down at a restaurant, but in between bites. The Democratic governor's office tweeted, "Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend? Don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Do your part to keep those around you healthy." In between bites? Must be a terrible meal if you're waiting so long that there's a significant amount to wait in between bites. Does anybody think this is a good idea? And then a question about who's at risk and what is the risk compared to on coronavirus. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Rovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Does it really make sense, as the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, suggested, that you should minimize the number of times you take your mask off, which is one of the things he instructed people about wearing masks in restaurants, but also putting the mask on in between bites. So I guess that means, okay, I'm trying to imagine, if you put your food in your mouth, and then you, once you get it in your mouth, as you're chewing, you're supposed to put your mask on. And I guess that means that you'll take your time chewing and chew your food properly and not rush your meal. There's a journalist named Matthew Furman who tweeted, "I'm very confused by this tweet. The image suggests you should only take your mask off once when you begin a meal, but the text suggests you should put it back on in between bites." And then someone named Adam Pilder tweeted, "This has got to be the most ridiculous statement I have ever heard." Look, this is one of the problems when power over everything about how you eat your food, chew your food, relate to your food, when all of that is up to the governor of a state, even when it's very ambitious, very celebrated governor like Gavin Newsom of California. There is also a story in Forbes that makes the same point that I think many, many people have heard many times before, which is that the chances of dying of a coronavirus are vastly higher for people who are older, and particularly for people with comorbidities. And part of what they came out with in Forbes magazine is that if you're over 65 and you are diagnosed with coronavirus, then you have about the same chance of dying as you would if you were climbing Mount Everest. Now, I'm not sure how many people who are over 65 really attempt to climb Mount Everest, but part of what they say is that COVID-19, as terrible as it is, has increased the risk of death for the average American by about 10%. But this increase in risk is much higher for seniors than for children. It's for seniors age 70 and older. Getting COVID is riskier than climbing Mount Everest. In contrast, for those under the age 20, the infection fatality risk is equivalent to driving a car for 7,500 miles. Now, 7,500 miles, that's a lot of driving. And you wonder, okay, if you had a young man or young lady of 18 or something, would there be some hesitation before they took some unnecessary trip for 7,500 miles? Sure. But does that compare to the dangers of climbing Everest? No. And so, okay, very different risk of death from COVID-19, depending on the age group that you're in. But everybody knew that. What everybody didn't know is that the President of the United States would wade into this debate about the risks of COVID-19 with one of those things that he said many, many times, and he's been corrected on it many, many times, and it is the dumbest thing in the world that he is doing this now. He tweeted yesterday, "Flu season is coming up! Exclamation point. Many people every year, sometimes over 100,000, actually almost never over 100,000. Many people every year," the president tweeted, "sometimes over 100,000, and despite the vaccine, die from the flu. Are we going to close down our country? No, we have learned to live with it, just like we are learning to live with COVID in most populations, far less lethal." And then he has four exclamation points after that. Across the entire population, COVID has been much deadlier. The data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the worst flu season in the last 10 years was 2017-2018. 61,000 Americans died of flu. Last year, flu season, 2019 to the winter of 2020, there were 22,000 who died of the flu, of all kinds. So we have already lost this year, and the year is by no means over, 10 times as many people as who died of the flu. To say that the flu is more lethal. Now, what of all of this has led to is Facebook removed the post on the president's page, falsely suggesting the virus is far less lethal because it violated the social media platforms regarding misinformation about COVID-19. And Twitter subsequently labeled the tweet as violating its rules against spreading misleading and potentially harmful information. Now, is this ridiculous that they should do something like this? No, because people take the president seriously. And again, one of the things that people argued about during the campaign is there are some people who take the president literally when they should take him seriously, and other people who take him seriously. And in other words, that it's important to take the president seriously, but not necessarily literally. However, for the president having just come over the pandemic, and everyone's glad he's well, and he's back to completing this campaign, which is going to be an important decision for the American people, he said, announcing his departure from the hospital on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. Now I'm better and maybe I'm immune. I don't know." Well, we'll see if he is immune or not. But he got two different experimental treatments that apparently worked very well for him, and that's encouraging. They could work for other people. But they're not treatments that were available to anybody else. And the idea that he is now suggesting that we just have to live with COVID-19, we may have to live with it for a while longer. People are saying that the vaccine will be strongly distributed maybe in April. And who knows what that will mean, or whether we will still have a certain amount of people who get COVID-19 every year. And that probably is true. Meanwhile, what are the odds? New Democratic scandal could change the balance of power in the Senate races coming up. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden discussing an upcoming debate in Miami with President Trump. The former vice president continues.
You're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. I'll be guided by the guidelines of the Cleveland Clinic and what the docs say is the right thing to do. If and when he shows up for debate.
Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City, Utah, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris getting ready for her debate with Vice President Mike Pence tonight. The Biden campaign expecting Pence to bring his A-game.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump.
Deputy campaign manager for Joe Biden, Kate Benningfield, speaking there on CNN. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
I think you are the greatest debater on radio today.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an article based upon the speculation, which has just been feverish. It's begun to subside a little bit, and I'll tell you why it should subside even more. But feverish speculation about a very, very close election where basically President Trump uses the military or uses some kind of nefarious means to maintain his hold on power, despite the fact that he has lost the election. And generally, this has given rise to all kinds of dire speculation. But there's a piece today by Peter Beinart, who just took a new position at the New York Times. And he introduces it by an award-winning column. And what kind of award? It's actually a Golden Turkey Award.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, he begins his column under the title, America May Need Intervention. And the column begins with a story of Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who was the losing candidate, allegedly, in the very contested election in Belarus, which is part of the old former Soviet Union. And she went and spoke to the UN to try to win UN support, and there are demonstrations all over Belarus, and who knows how much longer the Lukashenko regime is going to last. It's been there 26 years. Actually, I think it could last for a long time because they seem to have the military on their side and they have the strong support of Vladimir Putin next door. But anyway, Peter Beinart writes under the heading America May Need Intervention. No one knows how Donald Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis will affect his presidential campaign. But before falling ill, he repeatedly suggested that he won't accept the results of the election should he lose. In that case, Joe Biden should follow Svetlana Tikhanovskaya's example and appeal to the world for help. How does he do that? For many Americans raised to see the United States as the natural leader of the free world, it may be hard to imagine requesting foreign intervention against tyranny in our own land. But then he brings up the idea that Frederick Douglass, when he was protesting slavery, wrote to Britain, which was officially anti-slavery long before the United States, about 40 years before the United States. And he brings up the example of W.E.B. Du Bois, who after World War II, and yes, he lived that long, he was a professor at Harvard, a leading black scholar, and he petitioned the United Nations just when it was first organized. And what he is suggesting is that Joe Biden do the same thing. That if Trump wins the election or stays in the election when Joe Biden begins that, okay, first of all, the examples that he gives of people like Paul Robeson, who, by the way, was a member of the Communist Party, and W.E.B. Du Bois, who, by the way, was a member of the Communist Party, they both were, and very open about it. But, they petitioned the U.N., and then what happened? Absolutely nothing. So, this column is insane. It's ludicrous. In fact, this is one of those things, I can't believe the New York Times published it. In a disputed election, the U.S. could benefit from international oversight. Yeah, that's going to happen. Do you think for a moment that Joe Biden would actually call for international oversight? Who is going to oversee the United States? Look, right now we're trying to get China off the U.N. Human Rights Commission. Right, something Gordon Chang has been working on. It was on the show earlier today. But this is so ludicrous. How is it supposed to work if there's international intervention? Oh, yeah, well, the UN thinks that there was a questionable election here. Remember, Jimmy Carter used to go out, and I think it was a useful role, and monitor different elections. What if Jimmy Carter says, and he's very much involved, he's a strong supporter of Joe Biden, what if he says, oh, no, Joe Biden really won the election? Don't we have a court system that still functions for that matter? And by the way, I do not question for a moment that if this election does end up in court, that just as last time, the justices on the Supreme Court will be honest and fair. There were people like Stephen Breyer who had been appointed to the court by President Clinton who actually voted on the Bush side of Bush v. Gore, at least on one of the crucial issues. And I believe there are people on both sides who would put partisanship aside, but it's not going to come to the court. Here's an interesting thing. I went over to 538, which is Nate Silver's website. And you remember, he actually got a certain amount of credit because last time, where virtually everybody else was saying, okay, this is a done deal. Hillary Clinton is a certain winner. There were people who gave her 95% or 90% chance to win. He said, no, wait a minute, Trump has a 35% chance of winning, which is awfully close to a 50-50 election, which is kind of the way that it turned out. okay, he didn't predict that Trump would win, but he gave him a 35% chance. This time, he's gamed a bunch of possibilities. And some of this relates directly to this Peter Beinart nonsense. And the chances that, and this is based on 40,000 different probabilities, possibilities they put through the computer, and then they come up with these numbers. The election hinges on a recount. Candidates are within a half percentage point in one or more decisive states. The chances of that happening? 5 in 100. In other words, 1 in 20. It is not likely. Then they say the map stays exactly the same as it was in 2016. Each candidate wins exactly the same states that his party won in 2016. Less than 1 in 100 chance for that. A chance that Trump wins at least one state that Clinton won in 2016. He's competing in New Hampshire, Nevada, and Minnesota. They give him a 31 in 100 chance of doing that. The idea that Biden wins at least one state that Trump won in 2016, he's competing in about 11 of them. They give him a 94% chance of doing that. But the entire idea when you look at this is that it is very unlikely that the thing becomes a landslide for either candidate. Either candidate. That is not likely. That is not the probability. But it is not probable that it will be so close that it will be disputed. And that, it seems to me, has to be good news, regardless of how the election turns out. This nightmare that people have been conjuring up about a completely undecided election, that it seems to me, is something that is worth concern. I'll tell you what else is worth concern, is the fate of the U.S. Senate. And it turns out that a personal peccadillo, a little indiscretion on the part of one of the Democratic candidates may save Republican control of the Senate. How? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael Medved Show.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, the North Carolina Senate race could very easily decide control of the U.S. Senate. And that's particularly true with the fact that the Republicans appear to be virtually certain of winning a Senate seat in Alabama. What's fascinating is that apparently the Democrats are so desperate that the new senator who's likely to replace Senator Doug Jones is a guy named Tommy Tuberville. And the Democrats are really playing dirty against him. Tuberville was the coach for several years of the Auburn football team. And apparently, Auburn lost a game to Vanderbilt, which they weren't supposed to do. The Vanderbilt quarterback had been injured, and it's something that Alabama football fans still talk about. So the Democrats are attacking the Senate candidate because of his coaching in the game against Vanderbilt, I think 6 years ago, and could be longer ago than that. It's not going to work. Tuberville appears likely to win. What that means is that to be assured of taking control of the U.S. Senate, the Democrats would have to win five other seats. And one of the seats that they were considered likely to win was the seat in North Carolina before a scandal emerged. And there are new details of the scandal, one of them just breaking, which is that a California woman, Arlene Guzman Todd, told Associated Press that she and the Democrats' nominee for Senate in North Carolina had an intimate encounter in July. And see, that's different from what he said. Is that he said he had an affair with her when he was separated from his wife, because he and his wife have reconciled. And but July is so irresponsible because the guy was already the candidate for Senate. And you don't think that you're running for the United States Senate and you may. In any event, the entire thing is mad. It also turns out that the husband of this woman, who is an Army Reserve officer, is now demanding that Cal Cunningham, the name of the Democratic candidate, should withdraw, should pull out of the race. And in fact, there are other members of the legislature. His support is crumbling. He at one point was 11, 12 points ahead. And this is very serious. And again, it's not just sexting. Once a woman comes forward and says that she recently had this intimate encounter, it says Cal Cunningham, Democrat's nominee for the crucial Senate race in North Carolina, is facing new scrutiny about his extramarital affair that has entirely upended the contest. Now, this while Tom Tillis, his opponent, who is a good guy and a good senator, and an independent-minded senator, not one of those people who is just a partisan automaton. He's a good guy. And Tom Tillis is recovering from coronavirus, which he apparently got when he was there honoring Judge Barrett on her appointment to the Supreme Court, which looks like a sure thing. Tom Tillis will be back, God willing, to the Judiciary Committee to provide a crucial vote. And that issue, by the way, with Amy Coney Barrett, should also help in North Carolina. Look, I would imagine that the fact that Cal Cunningham has been a very imperfect husband, and by the way, also violated the code of Uniform Code of Military Justice, because he's in the Army Reserve, the Judge Advocate General's Corps, JAG Corps, and a lawyer. And so was the husband of the lady he was cheating with. And that is a violation of the UCMJ. And there's talk of people demanding. Here's the headline right now that just put up on the Charlotte News and Observer. After woman confirms affair, her husband calls on Cunningham to drop out of the North Carolina Senate race. Look, this is one of those things. It may be that in California, if Cal Cunningham were the nominee for Senate in California, this would help him because it's California, but North Carolina is not California. And by the way, I do think it is a state where Tom Tillis is going to prevail. It's going to be close again. It's been close for a while. Barack Obama carried North Carolina in 2008. And I think it'll be close, but I think that President Trump, who won the state narrowly in 2016, will also is likely to win in North Carolina, though Cal Cunningham doesn't help him. Now, speaking of where there are different standards, there are very different standards in France. There is a movie out right now. It's a French-Australian co-production. It has a fun title. That's what led me to watch it and review it. But it's about a fictional novelist played by a very glamorous French actress who is on tour promoting a novel that she hopes will make her famous. The movie? Well, it has an ingenious title anyway. Listen to this review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A young novelist who's written a scandalous book finds her promotional tour through Europe suddenly canceled in the comedy drama Don't Read This on a Plane. Now for rent on various streaming services.
Madam, I'm afraid your booking was canceled.
That's not possible.
You can still do the tour. You just have to pay for everything yourself.
She doesn't have any money to pay the bills, but she proceeds with her book tour anyway, though I'm not sure she should have bothered. Sophie Desmarais is a glamorous screen presence, but she's no actress. And the book at the center of the plot is a pornographic account of more than 100 same-sex couplings. The only tension in the plot is whether it's autobiographical or just a series of lurid fantasies. And there's only the merest sketch of her relationship with her husband, who can't seem to make a successful cell phone connection. It's officially unrated, but would be rated a very hard R. 1.5 stars for the French-Australian co-production Don't Read This on a Plane. Don't watch it on a plane either. Okay, I don't know if you remember, there was a phrase that was popular, at least 20 years ago, called Eurotrash. which just meant the sort of the decadent, indulgent, we know so much better than you, European attitude. This is a movie where the whole world in which it functions, it's very pretty scenes of scenery, but nothing believable in the film. And her husband is supposed to be an oil rig worker who can't connect with her on the phone, which helps to justify certain things in the movie. It's nicely shot, I guess, but 1.5 stars, not a very high rating. Speaking of not a very high rating, breaking news, the Seattle Human Rights Commission is demanding that the mayor of Seattle, Jenny Durkan, resign. Why? Because she's done nothing to deal with a homeless crisis that is disastrous in our city? No. The statement claimed that she failed to protect the rights of Seattle citizens. A statement sent out by the Human Rights Commission today cites the mayor's handling of police brutality, homelessness. Her handling of homelessness is not representing homeless rights. Income inequality and a failure to lead, writing, we call on Mayor Durkan to immediately resign, and in the absence of her resignation, we call on the City Council to begin removal proceedings for willful violation of duty, according to the points previously presented. Okay, you can almost root for Jenny Durkan, considering the people that she's up against. The City Council, she's bad, Jenny Durkan. But the City Council and the Human Rights Commission and the City Attorney, Pete Holmes, and the rest of them, they're infinitely worse. A much better idea is Ted Cruz and Ben Sasse, these two United States senators who, honest to goodness, are two of the very brightest and most gifted people in the U.S. Senate. Both of them, by the way, potential presidential candidates at one point. Ted Cruz already ran once. We'll have both Senator Cruz and Senator Sasse on to talk about the importance of this Amy Coney Barrett fight and the election coming up. And what do you do to maintain Republican control of the U.S. Senate? We will also be speaking about the media bubble that basically sometimes believes that tipping the scales, if it's in the right direction, is A-okay. But it isn't in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.